A Series of Unfortunate Events. Book the Third, The Wide Window, by Lemony Snicket. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the Lions Club of Worcester.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Beatrice, I would much prefer it if you were alive and well. Chapter 1. If you didn't know much about the Baudelaire orphans, and you saw them sitting on their suitcases at Damocles' dock, you might think that they were bound for an exciting adventure. After all, the three children had just disembarked from the Fickle Ferry, which had driven them across Lake Lacrimose to live with their Aunt Josephine. And in most cases, such a situation would lead to thrillingly good times. But of course you would be dead wrong. For although Violet Klaus and Sonny Baudelaire were about to experience events that would be both exciting and memorable, they would not be exciting and memorable like having your fortune told or going to a rodeo. Their adventure would be exciting and memorable, like being chased by a werewolf through a field of thorny bushes at midnight with nobody around to help you. If you're interested in reading a story filled with thrillingly good times, I am sorry to inform you that you are most certainly reading the wrong book, because the Baudelaires experience very few good times over the course of their gloomy and miserable lives. It is a terrible thing, their misfortune. So terrible that I can scarcely bring myself to write about it. So if you do not want to read a story of tragedy and sadness...